The first perception a human has of the outside world is delivered by sound, and only sound, into the womb. The importance of being held and comforted as a baby helps establish a sense of presence, and to create this presence, parents sing to their babies in the womb and during the first days after birth. As life evolves in adulthood, the comforts of intimacy and presence we craved, that were once so available in infancy, suddenly are not so readily available. Could it be possible that, unlike visual stimulation, the sounds and voices of radio rekindle some of our earliest feelings of warmth, security, and companionship?
Hello there, little one. I'm your daddy, and I love you very much.
Turn that racket down, boy! Call that music? Oh, these kids today, I don't know. In my day, bloody music bloody well meant something. Will you shut up, George? No, I won't, Gina. Boy's 17 now. It's high time he grew up and went out and did something with his life. You can't smother him at cuddles for the rest of it. Time to grow up, boy!
Well done, son. Welcome to the company. I'm sure you're going to love it here. And remember, lad, you can check out, but you can never leave.
You're bloody useless, you are.
You want it fixed, mate? It's going to cost you a monkey.
What did that paperwork on my desk today? Where the bloody hell is it?
While we're on this, when was the last time?
They're nice now, lad. I need to see the paperwork.
Where's the money?
Monkey!
Pathetic you are!
You need to check your prostate, sir.
Pathetic!
Go back to the office and start it again. I don't want to see you till it's done.
Don't forget that prostate.
That is true. Now that is absolutely right.
To the good old days. And when I say you, I am talking to you. Yes, you. The fella driving down that lonely road, all alone.
And at the end of the day, it all comes back to mother.